This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
What I don't want for my birthday is anybody to be frowning for any reason.
The entire day?
Yeah.
And just in your, like, people you know or the entire world?
Strangers. So if I'm walking on the street and I hear somebody kind of crying, I better see a smiling face when I come over there.
Right.
If you hear a frown. Yeah.
Just like the silent creasing of a forehead. And by the way, this is New York City, so there's going to be people frowning on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to switch it up for just a day. Is that all right?
Don't ask me. I won't be there. I promise you I won't frown next Friday.
Okay, thank you.
But we were going to talk about hair. Grayson, you have short hair. Brad, you have short hair.
I can't believe you're doing this.
Kyle, do you know what this is?
No. Is that the Gran Turismo?
Boom, boom, shee, shee. Welcome,
Christ.
Welcome to the shit wall.
It's like cats.
This what is was that song?
That's the theme song to the fucking show you host.
To the pit wall.
Pile. Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do that whole intro again? I worked kind of hard on it.
That I legitimately did not. I even listened to a recent episode.
You probably skipped from the HeadGum Original part. So here we go. This is the theme song to the show that we all host. Mostly Casey, but yeah.
Me and Marika.
Okay, thanks. I mean, yeah, it's a banger.
Vroom, vroom, boom, boom, shee, shee.
Yeah.
So it's boom, boom, shee. Welcome to the shit wall. This is the Jeff One podcast for shit fans.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know, let's plug it up top. Casey and Marika, what is the pit wall?
The pit wall is a Formula One podcast for casual fans. It's a podcast about the goings on of the world of Formula One. We talk about all of the boys and their expensive toys and how they drive them all around the world. And then we also like watch movies when there's no races.
I'm your Shodcast principal, Jeffrey Donahue, and I'm joined by Marika.
You guys are married? Congrats.
It was a small wedding. Now I'm embarrassed that we didn't invite Pyle. Yeah.
Shot? Well,
me too, also.
I'm joined by Marika W.E.F. Brownlee. That's won't ever finish. Andrew Dial-Up, as in he's old and he loves tech. And Casey Donna, who cares about Formula One?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That we ask our audience every week.
Would you say that this is similar to how the pit wall goes so far?
So far,
so
I think so.
Yeah. Let's talk about Sims. Oh God, look at your guys' energy.
Look at your guys' energy. You can
I still don't know if I'm in a trap right now.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time figuring out what Jeff
the tone
this
of this is.
Yeah.
The shit wall. Am I being attacked?
Or
do I act a friend or an enemy?
this so far, that was all the attacks on your guys' character that I had planned. But the rest is gonna, you know, who knows what has in, what I have in store other than me. This is the shit wall. A Jeff Fortin podcast.
Yeah.
For shit fans.
Like fans of shit?
No, like shitty fans.
Oh.
Like casual fans? No, these fans are pretty shitty. They don't actually watch the races. They don't show up to the records.
But it's a Jeff One podcast, so exactly, is it right. Shitty fans of you?
Exactly. So this episode is for the shittiest fans of me.
Got it.
It's
the people that don't watch the HeadGum podcast. They don't watch HeadGum sketches. They're tuning in to the YouTube channel just to watch the Jake and Amir videos.
This episode is for fans of the Pit Wall who haven't heard the HeadGum podcast.
No, nobody. Actually, no, there might
not
be
a real person.
There genuinely might be someone. Someone did DM us like, who is this Jeff guy?
There. Let's imagine.
It was me. I DM'd that.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Can we imagine for a second a world where there's a HeadGum sim?
Like a racing sim, but for HeadGum?
Yeah, well, Marty's
racing
Tesla?
Sim is just a simulator, right? So it's a simulation of a race.
Yeah.
This is a simulation of the goings on of HeadGum, right? So let's say
if we played The Sims but made all of us characters.
Well, less so The Sims and more like what is the racing sim called? What's the name of that game?
Oh, there's all sorts of games. The racing sim is a piece of equipment. It's a steering wheel and pedals that you plug into
the metals.
Your gaming system or your gaming PC.
Got it. If it was a HeadGum simulator, though, what would happen? It wouldn't be like The Sims, Marika, so don't say that again. But basically, it's like, if the company was simulated, how would things be different? How would things be the same? How do you think that might go? Let's simulate it for 5 years. What do you think happens? Pyle, are we looking at a sale? Are we selling to iHeartRadio? Are we selling to Shopify?
That'd be great.
Not a typo, by the way.
Do those exist?
Do what exists?
In 5 years?
In 5 years in this sim that we've created?
Yeah, how is iHeartRadio doing in 5 years in this?
This is a pretty expansive sim that it's also simulating other companies.
Yeah.
It's open world. It's open concept.
Yeah, I guess.
It's an open floor plan.
It's like,
you wake up in the morning, you'd have to decide what coffee shop of the five coffee shops around you in Silver Lake to go to.
Are we going to Intelligentsia? Ourselves or not?
We're playing ourselves. We're not like
Marty? Like that's the thing. Like NBA players will always be like you'll be doing like the press day, the media day that just happened earlier this week, where they're like, I gotta admit, I don't play as myself in 2K. I play as LeBron. So it's like if you were like, let's go down the line. If you were doing a HeadGum sim, who would you want to play?
Hmm.
Is this just whose job do you want?
It's a little bit more complicated than that because it isn't a sim.
I'd say if I'm playing this HeadGum sim, the role to be is Marty because you're making all the decisions for the track that the sim is gonna be on, right?
But the question is, do you want that authority? Do you want that responsibility?
Like in the sim or in real life, do I want to be CEO of HeadGum?
But the stakes are high.
Sure.
In the sim,
Who cares?
I will try all sorts of crazy things.
I'll reset it.
That's true.
But you're just on the phone all day talking to people.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't know.
In the sim, I could make my own track. You know, it's like creating a franchise in a sports video
game. But if you're not on the phone all day, wouldn't it fail?
That is the question, isn't it? And that's what the sim would answer.
That's not the question.
Basically, in the sim,
none of us understand how a sim works.
I feel like that's a more exciting sim.
Well, here's the real question. Are we not in a sim right now?
When we're playing the HeadGum sim, are we also using pedals and a steering wheel?
Yes, of course!
Okay. That's fine.
All right.
In that case, I do want to be Marty because he has the biggest car.
He has the biggest and best car.
He's the nicest car.
Yeah.
I might want to go Jake just because he gets the cash of Marty, but with an eighth of the work. Right? So, like, he gets to do the pit wall or not. He has, you know, the Brooklyn townhouse. He has the, like, budget for a place upstate. And it's almost better, I would say, to have the budget for a place upstate than to have the place upstate. I think Pyle can speak
agreed.
To
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Because you forget that
you
like,
want the money.
Yeah. You don't want the slab foundation with the massive crack in the middle. You know what I mean? And because the thing about slab foundation, Casey, is that you can't get under there. There's no fucking crawl space. So you're talking about tearing up flooring and having to seal it. You're not talking about going underneath the fucking beams.
Yeah, man, you're preaching to the choir.
We all know.
I'm a basement guy for life.
What's that? What do you mean by that? Can you, like, sorry, you have to be better rested if you're going to say that sentence, because you look like you haven't slept in a year.
I haven't slept in, like, 3 years.
Your kid is, like, five, right? Why is he still
keeping
you up?
Just turned three.
He's so much
I don't think it's him that's keeping me up. I think it's...
The sim.
The stress of my life. Yeah, the sim. I'm not putting my character to sleep at all.
Yeah. Marika, who would you want to be in the sim? I mean, I'd Jake.
I'd also want to be Marty. But I don't understand, like, if I'm playing Marty in the sim, do I just have to do the things that Marty does every day? Or can I make my own path for this Marty character and see what happens?
Yes.
Like, can I take the race? Do I have to take the racing line, or can I go off to the side?
Yes.
Very good.
You're asking if you can let D die.
No, I would never. I would never.
I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's just a soundboard of things that we've said
on the pit wall. Yeah. But this is the shit wall, so we're talking
this
about the
This is
Hegum
the
Sim.
Most work you've ever put into a show.
Yeah. She. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new... perfect segue. I woke up in a new Bugatti, and some of these drivers woke up in various other kinds of sports cars. This is a segment I like to call DRS or Repossess. Here we have some of
those listening who don't know what DRS is. It's drag reduction system.
Exactly
right.
Otherwise known as the slipstream.
Exactly. Yes.
Kind of. Sure. Kind of.
So this is a two-pronged game, rather. We're going to get you. I'm showing you guys cars. You're going to tell me which driver on the F1 grid this car belongs to. And then you're going to say DRS or repossess. There's no wrong answers. It's just, would you use this to drive in a slipstream, or would you like rather send this to a junkyard?
Specifically in a slipstream?
Behind who? Like,
so
a,
I'm driving 10, this car right behind somebody
right
else?
Right behind Marty. In the sim, but you're in real life. Does this all make sense?
Yeah, this is Charles's car.
Yeah, it's definitely Charles's car. Yeah. It's Ferrari. It's got the white and red stripe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And are you DRSing or are you repossessing?
Yeah, absolutely DRSing, but I can't
drive. Multi-million-dollar Ferrari. I'll keep it.
I didn't know that. What, can I ask you? So, Pyle, are you into cars? Can I ask?
Yeah, I'm into cars.
So, like, what makes this $1 million, but, like, a stock Lamborghini is, like, 200 grand?
Well, this is, like, a fully custom, like, higher-end Ferrari. Lamborghini only makes, like, three cars or two cars.
True?
I think so. At any given time.
Lamborghini is the
make,
poor
like,
man's Ferrari.
Is that true? I don't know anything about these things. You know what I like? I like the, like, old Land Rover Defenders. If I had a dream car, it'd be that.
Yeah, those are cool cars.
Yeah, but those are like $100,000 restored.
Well, yeah, they are now.
So why is this $1 million?
It's made out of carbon fiber. It's, you know, probably got like a V12.
It's all under the hood, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to change my answer for the HeadGum Sim. If I was
like
in the HeadGum
square
Sim,
inch.
I would be Pyle, and then I would quit. And then I would leave the Sim and go back to resuming my life. That way Pyle wouldn't be at the company anymore.
I'm confused.
So you're playing.
Yeah, I don't.
You would quit the game.
You're
you
playing as Pyle, and you quit the game.
No, I would play as Pyle, and I would quit the company, and then I would resume normal life. Pyle would you
in
know,
the sim.
Yes, as myself.
And you're still simulating after Wait. He quit the company.
Yeah, because then I can live in that reality for a minute.
Okay.
We've never talked about this. This is the worst
you just
time
want
of
my life.
In a way, I mean, look
you
at the
be
fucking,
me.
Look at the trim in your house, man. I mean, the fucking the olive tone.
So dark in here.
And you don't even mean just visually. Yeah. You mean energetically. Here we go.
Yes, it's all bad.
DRS or repossess? And who do you think
Lance
this belongs
Stroll.
To?
It's gotta be Lance's.
Yeah. You think this is Lance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate to. I kind of love to break things to you guys. Oh Jesus fucking Christ!
Is this Fernando's?
This is Max's.
Wow.
What? Really?
Because we forget that you don't.
That's right.
Like,
there
Red Bull
is
doesn't
no
make
Red Bull
car. Yeah.
It'd be funny if you drove around in one of those Red Bull RAV4s.
Yeah, I was gonna say. A Red Bull street team thing.
A Red Bull Flugtag, you know, one of those planes that they make that they shoot into
yeah,
a river.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he just like flies it and lands it and parallel parks it wherever to get coffee.
Yeah.
DRS or repossess?
I think repossess. I don't like
really.
Aston
I don't
Martins.
Like those.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like Aston. I think that I would DRS over the Ferrari.
No, oh,
there's something classier about this. I think
there's some, well, there's something about this photo that makes it look like a Craigslist like used car.
I get that for sure. I don't know this, though. I think that I think this
this you looks so much faster.
Yeah,
faster. You'd have to. The only place you can drive this is like on Rodeo to get like a shitty lunch. And have,
this looks fast. Can I see the other one? This looks like it's got.
Like
leather
like
interior that's yeah. that's peeling because it's been in the sun for too long.
Yeah.
Apparently, and Max Verstappen has a road-approved version of James Bond's car in the film Spectre.
That's a DB5. That's also a really cool
DB11, actually.
This is the DB11,
Holy
then.
Shit.
All right, here we go.
Well, he has like five Aston Martins.
Moving on, DRS or repossess.
Well, that's a Red Bull racing car.
Is that Checo in that car?
In car.
That's absolutely correct. He's in the passenger seat, by the way, but this is his car.
Is he really?
That's I don't think this car. Is his car.
According to the internet, this is Checo's car, and he doesn't even drive it. I mean,
he
I've never...
He drives a Civic Type R?
Can we all agree Checo's a bottom? He's a sub?
Sure, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
He's never been
on
top. He's
definitely a wife guy.
Big wife guy. Repossessed. I don't like
Type
the colors are bad.
Yeah, I don't really like these boxy kind of cars.
Me either.
But this looks like it could take a corner really well.
That's yeah, but that's that like VW Golf nonsense really well. Where it's like car guys, their entry level's the Golf because it's like technically a good build. But it's just like the equivalent of like a Seiko SKX. Like it ultimately doesn't matter.
I mean, Jeff, you clearly know things about cars.
I don't know stuff about like this kind of car. Like I've never like looked into the Ferrari or like the McLaren of it all because it's like
honestly me neither because I'm like I can't afford these things. Why even bother?
It's beyond
my
that.
Time learning
it's like,
about.
Even if I did have cars. That much money, I wouldn't spend it on this, but I would spend it on like. Say it with me now. An awesome car.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
DRS or repossess?
Repossess.
Yeah.
And I think you guys know whose car this is.
It's got to be Lewis's.
George Russell.
I actually know what Lewis drives. I'm going to wonder if you get this one right.
Well, yeah. Lewis has a whole fleet, so I don't
know. He does have multiple cars, yeah. but yeah. I'm wondering which one you're going to choose.
It's not the one you think it is. I don't
know. McLaren.
Yeah, this is a bummer car.
It sucks.
I hate
this
car.
Is it even an AMG?
It's such a bad place.
It's not an AMG, and also it's a coupe two-door sedan, basically. Oh.
Why this photo in like a parking structure of
no,
an office
this,
building?
I think this setting is perfect for this car. the environment around it is what I feel like looking at it.
But it could like catfish you maybe in another location.
I think this is an AMG to his credit because I think it's a V8 on the side there.
Yeah, but it
V8
would say
by
AMG.
Turbo. I think it says AMG on the front grille.
Oh,
and the
all right.
And it's got the carbon fire. Ooh,
DRS
what
or repossess.
Oh, no, yeah.
I hate this.
You know, both look.
This is a Batman car.
I'll take any Ferrari.
I don't even know what model Ferrari this is. Yeah, this is such a weird hood treatment. I don't think this is... That's like not standard, is it?
I don't know.
No, this is Batman's car for sure.
This is Sainz's car for sure.
And yeah. Carlos. Well, what's the difference?
Yeah.
I like how nobody knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
It's the shit wall, all right? Jesus.
I would DRS.
Like, who
I'm not
going to
repossess
people?
This car because ideally I would be in the passenger seat.
Yeah, okay. Married to Sainz.
Right.
Got it.
Why are we doing this on the HeadGum Podcast? This is we could have done this as just a regular pit wall episode. This is good.
If it's good, then they will come, right? Basically, I'm trying to do, like, this is a segment we would do on the pit wall, but this is expanding the audience to be like, hey, HeadGum Podcast audience, you should listen to the fucking pit wall.
Okay. All right, can we talk about Carlos Sainz again for 1 second?
Yeah, nope. I would love to.
It's an 812 Competizione.
Oh.
And you know what it's replacing? I think Marika, you know this.
Marika.
Wait.
He used to drive a Golf, just like yours truly.
Wow. I didn't know it.
All right. DRS.
There's a video where they go around the like driver's briefing and they ask everybody what they drive. And people are like,
yeah, I have seen
I drive
DRS
a McLaren.
DRS or repossess.
This DRS. Is McLarens are stupid.
Really?
Except for the actual McLaren F1 car, which is the best car ever made.
I kind of like McLaren's designs more than Ferrari's.
I don't like how short the hood is.
Yeah, I agree.
This to me looks like a modern version of like a fucking what's the Back to the Future car?
The DeLorean.
Like if this was in steel.
I don't even think this has gullwing doors. How can it be the DeLorean?
Fuck you.
I like
guys.
This color. This is it's like a creamier color than
it matches McLaren your entire energy because it matches like you have the wood that matches the leather sofa, you have the waltz hat that kind of matches that, you have the hair, and then you have the car. I
you know what I like about these cars if you ever see them in real life, they come up to like your hip.
Yeah.
They are so small. It's so
you
cool.
gotta feel the road, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta feel the rush of the road.
Of course.
So we're saying repossess?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say DRS, but that's fine. DRS or repossess?
It's got to be Lewis's.
Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
This is his daily driver, though. He does have that purple gullwing.
Yeah, for a daily driver, I would DRS.
Yeah. It looks sturdy.
In his GQ interview, I believe he drove around a smart car.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's funny.
What a guy.
What GQ interview was this?
It was a couple of years ago after he lost to Max at the end of the season.
Was it like a video?
No, it was not a video.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say repossessed. This is like a soccer mom car, and I'm not about it.
No, I like it.
Got to get the G-Wagon. I don't know why you would get...
What about the E-Wagon?
Like, mid-range you don't care about the looking... Okay.
Pyle hates me. DRS or repossessed?
Oh, DRS. This is an awesome car.
I would repossess his ugliest son.
What is this?
DRS.
Roger this Rabbit's fucking... greatest villain's car?
Oh.
What is this?
It's an SL, right?
Is this Fernando's?
This is Ocon's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is Ocon's car.
That's upsetting.
Could smell it.
Who else is driving a Type R Civic? Stop.
Max Verstappen.
It's Yuki.
Yeah.
Is this Yuki's car?
This is Yuki's actual car. DRS.
That totally works for me.
Repossess.
But yes, repossess.
Repossess, yeah.
All right. And last one.
Love it for Yuki.
This is Piles. DRS or repossessed.
Well, it's Ferrari colors, so I imagine the engine must be real nice.
It's good. I wish I had a tractor so bad.
That'd be really cool.
I mean, for the people listening at home, those were a bunch of cars that we just looked at that you could
just
see.
We just looked at a bunch of
describe.
Photos of cars.
Yeah.
Just luxury cars, looking at photos of luxury cars like we're like we're in middle school.
Yeah, talking about a bunch of people you definitely don't care about.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I'm watching qualifying as we record this.
Oh, I haven't
watched
yet.
We're into Q2. So, any guesses on what happened in Q1?
I'm going to go with Logan Sargeant is not in Q2.
Correct.
Yeah.
there were no upsets in Q1. Everyone who is not in Q2, you would expect to not classic. Be in Q2.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Was that me?
It's like, I have to do something else, and I started putting together my new vacuum.
You went through the trouble of sampling.
Yeah, you clipped that.
And then.
Okay, that is me.
Okay. Here is a segment stolen from the pit wall, basically, but we're going to once again adjust it for the HeadGum as a company. Every week when we're talking about the race, we basically go from bottom to top.
We.
And be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
I hate this one.
So
I hate this one.
Please don't ever do that again.
Oh God.
Whoever's on the show goes bottom to top in the Constructors Championship and talks about how that team.
No, we do.
No, it's per race.
Oh, yeah, it is per race. But it is by points that they receive in the championship. You're both kind of right.
But by team was my point.
Marika is definitely right. Jeff, you're kind of right.
Thank you. So I thought that we could basically go from bottom to top of who's good at HeadGum, right? And this is in chronological order of my personal rankings, and just say how many points we think they should get this week on the shit wall. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay.
Like, so their performance this week at the company we're rating right now.
In a way, basically it's, yeah, who did the best, or sorry, who did the worst to best at the company
and
this week?
Is it by teams?
I wanted to do by teams. I really did. I don't know the difference between the sales team and the partnership team, and I don't know who's on it or not. So basically, I tried to do by team. We're going to have to do it by drivers or by individuals. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Let's start at the very bottom with Peter. Radio silence from Peter in the Slacks. I don't know what he does at the company, right? So we're going to end with him, start with him rather. What do we have to say about his performance this week? Is he on the tech team?
Yes.
Okay, so Pyle, why don't you speak on it?
He's doing great.
Okay.
He also is in a fully different time zone than all of us, so.
Yeah.
Where does he live?
He just moved to France.
What?
Whoa, really?
When?
Yeah. Some say he brought the bedbugs to Paris.
Is that a known thing? Are there bedbugs in Paris?
Oh,
it's an
epidemic,
yeah.
It's a bad situation, yeah.
Look, I don't know what Peter does day to day, and I don't hear from him day to day, but whatever he's doing, I'm sure it's great. I've always thought that about that guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, moving up one rung. We're going to have to hit him with Michelle. Sales team or partnerships? Ad-ops.
Nope. Yeah.
What the fuck is the difference? She works on Gumball or what? Mostly I'm talking about people who haven't fucking said jack shit in the Slack. How am I supposed to know that they're doing their job?
He's becoming more HeadGum show Jeff now.
Yeah.
We've turned the corner. For a while he was like trying to be Pitwall Jeff, and now he's like becoming.
I didn't hear anything from Michelle this week. So how am I supposed to know that she did her job?
I saw her in the office,
so I know she did her job.
Yeah, well, I wasn't in the office, and I did my job.
Yeah.
What is your job?
We don't know if that's true, Jeff. We never know if
that's true. A HeadGum podcast came out today.
Kind of.
A sketch is being shot today at noon because I wrote it in script format.
Yeah.
And
you did try to schedule. You did say that you were available all day to record this podcast. And I looked at the calendar, saw the sketch shoot, and was like, I'm going to suggest the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, to be clear, I did have to ping you about uploading the video podcast, and I also had to edit the ad markers on Art19 because you fucked those up. So.
All right, 0 points for
Art19. No. I don't upload the audio episode. That was Grace Harper, so you can't pin that shit on me. Pin that on Grace, but you never do. Nobody ever fucking says that Grace does anything wrong. Shout out Grace, by the way, because she will be editing.
Actually, she did a great job because she did upload it.
No. You can't say Grace did a great job. You can't say Grace did a great job because you know it's Grace. Because actually, I would have done a great job if you thought it was me.
0 points this week. Actually, Jeff DNF.
0 points DNF for Jeff.
Yeah. But Michelle, 5-point
penalty next race.
This sucks. This sucks.
Little bitch
starting from the shit wall.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, no, we're ending with that shit. Okay, moving on. I haven't heard from Ryan in a minute.
All the people I talk to, you're like, what are they doing?
Yeah, you're calling out the VPs of the company.
Can I ask you this? Why are all these people moving to France, moving to the Hamptons? I want to move to those places.
Doesn't live in the Hamptons. Yeah, and he is... Whatever. This sucks.
He's in Dallas. He was at Vid Summit this week.
What's Vid Summit?
I don't know.
Fuck this. Let's go rapid fire. All right. This is truly my ranking of who I think does a good job at the company this week. All right. Moving on. We'll just say good job or bad job or something, or point how many points we should afford them. Gianna.
On vacation this week, but great job.
0 points. DNF. Pyle.
DNS.
Yeah, I didn't start.
DNS, DNF. Narissa.
Great job.
Brad.
Great job. Yeah, also great job. On vacation.
Cohen.
Thumbs up. Great
Is
job.
The entire fucking company on vacation? The podcast principal, or the fucking the team principal, Marty should be fired for that. I know that we want to have this like hip startup environment, but it's like if you don't stay on people, nothing gets done.
Stay on people. What do you want?
Yeah.
Hold on. What are you asking for right now?
No vacation days.
Save it for the sim, man.
No vacation days. Let's just go all the way up to like who I consider to be like the Red Bulls of the fucking company. Let's go Allie and me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Allie's Max Verstappen.
Yeah.
And I'm Checo. Never mind. Yeah. I'll be fucking.
You're Alex Albon, man. You were Red Bull and now you're Williams.
And my kid sat on my lap and watched like the first lap with me, which is always fun because if there's gonna be any crashing, it's a good lap. So
why sample that one?
Oh my god.
Now we're gonna move on to the cool down room, which I think should be a staple in the pit wall, and it's not. This is actually my pitch for a fucking segment.
Cool, we need more segments.
The Max Verstappen podcast.
We spend like an hour and 20 minutes talking about the race, and then it's like, okay, let's do
five
quick segments.
That's my note for the pit wall. We're about to wrap things up. It's only been 35 minutes almost. The pit wall's too long.
It's way too long.
It's way too long.
We all know that.
We all know. But we're passionate about the topic.
Every episode we say we has to move on.
Yeah, we really try.
Throughout the episode, because we really do. And yet there's it's always surprising how much there is to talk about.
For sure. The cool down room.
Wait, sorry. So
what, sorry, so
we
what?
Just you just did a ranking of coworkers based on the people that you don't talk to and then said you and Allie are the top two and nobody else.
This is just based on this week's performance, this week's race.
This week, Jeff did record the pit wall.
Misty.
Which is a near impossible task for him to do.
Wasn't that last week?
I think that was last week.
Okay.
That was Friday.
Well, before this week. Interesting. It came out this week.
Yeah.
No, I'll take that, though, because last week we recorded two episodes, and Jeff was on both.
That's true. Thank you.
So I'll give him the points. Enjoy the points, Jeff.
Wonderful.
Enjoy the points. Yeah, I mean, I...
Red Bull,
I would,
though, I don't know about that.
Yeah, definitely not.
Well, I mean, do you guys have anything to add then? Are you saying you don't want to move on past the constructor standings?
I thought we've moved on.
Yeah.
We did, but Marika was like, hang on a minute. What just happened? Erica, gone. She's the fucking, what's his name? The guy who got shit canned in favor of Daniel Ricciardo? Because guess who came back to the company? Who I want back? Comité. Let's get Mike back on the fucking network.
You want Mike to do Erica's job?
Mike is my Ricciardo. Right? He's my favorite and I want him back in the game. I don't care if it's in Casey's shoes, because that's kind of who he would replace, but I want to keep Casey.
Really.
I want to keep Checo. Let's fucking get Mike Comité in the game and Erica's chair in her seat. Pyle, what?
Nothing.
Honestly, I think if I could speak
I'm nervous.
Candidly,
Carlos is in the bottom five right now.
I think Erica's got one of the worst seats in the office.
How so? Because she
works physically layout. Yeah,
she's closest to the bathroom, closest to the kitchen. A lot of
those
foot
are the
traffic.
Two necessities during the day. What do you
yeah,
mean
but
worse?
Everybody is like walking
behind
her.
Yeah,
day,
definitely, like, definitely.
And she could choose her seat.
Yeah. I mean, I think none of the seats in that office are good. I'm going to be real.
So every seat in the LA office is like a seat at Williams?
Kind of.
And then what about, and then let's, because these are the three main offices. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is also what I'm like, because I feel like this show has gotten so far away from what it began as. And we talk about that all the time.
We do, and you're always wrong, but continue.
My whole thing is that I want it to be talking more about the goings on of the network. I want it to be less cash cab, and I want it to be more like, let's hash out the fucking inner workings, right?
I so, just so you explained just where Erica sits in the office.
Yeah, it's the most inner working.
Right. So I'm no.
What
but
are
what
you
going
to say about the quote unquote three offices we have?
Basically, there's three offices. There's the LA office on Sunset Boulevard. There's the New York office in Goop's old offices. And then there's Pyle's home office, which has recently changed. Let's get that address.
You don't know it? I think I sent you this listing.
This listing. Don't Goop call your house a listing, because if you're not going to make your house a home, then your home is the one that I must own. Give it here.
Is this the cool down room?
Cool down room could be anything we want, just like an F1. They talk about whatever
room.
They want. It's a wax portion, exactly right.
The cool down,
yeah,
but
they're usually
like
watching
video.
Highlights of what they just did.
Yeah.
Okay, I have Pyle's address. It's 124 Eden Knoll, Rhinebeck, New York 12572.
It's not even it.
You're right. That's Steen Valetti.
Just doxed a random person.
Billionaire, yeah.
In
I don't
care.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Steen Valetti was a Rockefeller built estate that's now owned by some tech billionaire. It's like so fucking vast. And the cars on the grid are so fucking
fast.
Nice.
It's like I have to do something else, and I start putting
Why?
Together my new vacuum.
Why?
How do you guys think that the ship call went? I think we should do this again sometime. Is that fair to say? What do you guys think? I think we might do
it
again.
I don't think anybody's gonna like this
episode. I just think we might do it again sometime. Does that make sense? What do you guys think?
Carlos is out.
Jesus Christ. That was the loudest one I've ever heard.
I think it was fine.
When you like
beginning.
A podcast, you have to take it, adapt it to what you can do on your own show.
Are
you like our podcast?
Yes.
Wow.
That's really nice.
It doesn't show by the amount of times that you show up to the recordings.
Yeah.
That's true.
And the number of times where you pick a time to record and don't show up.
Mm-hmm. I thought this went okay. I do kind of feel confused by your sudden desire to work on marketing the pit wall in a way that is not useful at all, but I guess I appreciate the effort and
don't
the
say
assist.
It's not useful at all.
Well,
you don't know how many people are going to start listening to the pit wall because of this. It might
it's
be five, but that's something.
You know,
they're
going to
start listening at it. What is arguably the most boring part of the most boring season in recent memory? So
yeah.
Because it's already been decided, basically.
No, but
yeah,
hey, but we're going to have a bunch of great guests
we
for
are.
The first
oh,
time
that's
ever.
True, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
Riley's going to be on Tuesday's episode that I think comes out next Wednesday or some shit. Yeah,
yeah,
so.
but what we're doing right now doesn't come out today, right?
Correct.
No, this comes out next Friday.
Next week.
Okay, so
Riley's
episode
Riley's
is already
been
out.
On it. Yeah. Yes.
Listen,
okay,
listen
so
to the most recent
listen
episode.
Recent episode.
Riley undercut yeah. this episode.
Yeah. Definitely.
Because if there's one thing about this show is that everyone loves Riley. So if you love Riley, go listen to that episode of The Pit Wall.
Yeah, and if you love me, I'm also on The Pit Wall.
Well,
sometimes.
And also,
are you
going to
be on next week with Riley?
Yeah.
You haven't. Confirm.
You have an RSVP.
Oh, I'm there.
That means nothing.
Yeah, I don't think you are. But hey, look, if you are like, I don't know anything about Formula One, I don't know what anyone just talked about for the last hour of this show, which honestly is nothing new because it's kind of unintelligible on its best day, you can listen to Riley's episode of The Pit Wall and be in her shoes because she doesn't know anything about Formula One. She's watching it for the first time.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Keep that one. Delete all the other
ones.
Where
do I find it? Like,
where
do
you find
the
podcast?
Plugs. Actually, no, sorry. Before we do that, let's wrap up the adaptation of The Pit Wall and The Shit Wall. Nice. Would you say that this week at HeadGum was a push-push or a box-box?
I give it a box box.
Okay.
Why?
You usually have to give an explanation.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there are a lot of people out.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like, got a lot of dumb emails.
Stop. I hate this so much.
That one's so bad.
What's the dumbest email?
It sounds like we're listening to Pyle being waterboarded.
That's what that episode sounded like too, by the way. The whole thing, not even just that moment.
That's what it felt
What's
like.
What's the dumbest email I got?
Yeah. Or Slack or text.
Billing stuff.
Got it.
I'll give it a push. I kind of like it when not everyone is here. So I kind of don't have to be in as many Zoom calls, which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'll give it a push. I can't speak for the whole company. I really don't know really what's happening outside of production all that well.
And you never need to. That's the seamless...
Well, production never stops. That's the thing that people don't understand about production is it never stops. You have to, it keeps going. There's a holiday this week. Guess what? The episode still goes out. Definitely. It's New Year's. Guess what? The episode still goes out.
Totally.
It never stops. And this was a push this week.
Definitely. I'm going to say box. I don't like the episode of the HeadGum Podcast that came out this week.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
And there's just been... I don't know. It's just been an off week, I feel.
Why don't you like it? Who's on it?
It was me, was Brad, Will's Amir, debut? Will. No, Will's second time being on. It wasn't bad. There were some laugh out loud moments for sure, but I just didn't like it. It just wasn't a great one. Sometimes we have hits, you know? I feel like every month there's one hit, and I feel like that's a good ratio enough. Ideally, there'd be two next year. Maybe next year we'll go for two per month.
Yeah.
But
so you you know what goes into making a good podcast and you choose not to do it?
No, honestly the issue, and this is real, and maybe this disqualifies me from being a host, but I'm like, I don't know what goes into a good episode because I've said this already, but I'm like, sometimes I really prepare and I'm like, this is going to be great, and it just isn't. And then other times I'm like, this is going to be a fucking disaster and it's a hit.
I'll tell you why when you prepare and you think it's going to be great and it isn't. I'll tell you exactly why it isn't. It's okay. Because we don't know if you're going to like pull a knife or a gun on us.
Yes.
We started this episode and I was like, is he going to
I thought it was going to be one of the
hell, yeah.
I thought it was going to be one of the episodes where we had to listen to the entire podcast and comment on it, which
I don't think I'm
going to
ever do that again.
That makes a bad episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's the
and
thing, right?
That. So there's that.
This show started out with like no listeners, just like any show. But it was like we had the freedom to fuck up, and now I feel like there's this pressure to not fuck up because we're booking ad packages out the wazoo for stuff like See the Thing is a Meninist podcast for the road/ages. By the way, I get brand vetted requests all the time for things that I'm like, why would I say no to that? And then I have to start reading these podcast ads for See the Thing is, where it's like, want to hear a show that doesn't bash men and only hears from the two genders that exist? I'm just
what?
Like, yeah.
What? No.
It's copy you're reading?
Yes, basically. I mean, it's not that bad, but that's the essence of it. And I'm like, this should have been vetted. Anyway.
I have a pitch
shout
for
out
this
the ad
show.
Sales team, and you know what? That might have to push. I love Alex, but she might have to be the Williams of the week. Anyway, actually, no, I can't say that.
You can't say that.
So here's the end segment of this fucking thing. Push, box, box. We all just did that. Now it's God damn it.
No, we're not calling. No,
not people.
Okay.
Well, it can be if you want. Basically, we do two. We give out two awards to racers, to drivers. There's Hottie of the Week, and then there's Little Bitch of the Day. So let's...
On the pit wall, we do that, yeah.
On the pit wall. So now on the shit wall, let's do that for the people at the company. Hottie of the Week, I'm going to have to give to me, because I thought this was a fun little crossover episode. It was kind of like That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana vibes.
Nice. I wish.
I wish. Awful.
Do you remember the last time you asked us all to be on the HeadGum Podcast because you asked specifically for the Pit Wall crew and we hadn't recorded an episode of the Pit Wall yet and we needed to, and my plan was to just do the Pit Wall during the HeadGum Podcast?
I remember
that.
It rings a bell for sure.
Yeah, and then you're doing that now today.
Correct.
Yeah, I believe that was called Worst Episode Ever, Volume 4.
Hey, here you go, Pyle.
Five, actually.
Pyle, you five? Might be my hottie of the day, actually, because this is the first time you've been on the show in a while that it hasn't been Worst Episode Ever.
Well, you haven't named it yet.
No, this is going to be the shit wall. I have named it.
Oh, okay, great.
Baby steps.
Much better.
No. All right, hottie of the week. I'm giving it to me for coming up with this idea. Y'all go. Who are your hotties of the week? Usually it's because these drivers are like dimes, but let's just fucking figure this shit out.
My hottie of the week is Marty.
Why?
He hasn't been in the office all week. his car is really loud, and he parks it right next to the studio.
Oh, definitely. That's awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Wait, why does that make him the hottie?
Because he wasn't here, and the car wasn't making all that noise while we're recording podcasts in the podcast recording studio.
Definitely.
Yeah. My hottie of the week is going to be probably the snacks that we bought for the New York studio this week.
What do you got?
We went to Trader Joe's.
That's like you said that like he went to
Jared. What do you have? Like little peanut butter cups?
We got the elote dippers. We've got little peanut butter cups for sure. They're in the fridge. That's where we keep them.
Oh, yeah.
We got spiced apple cider.
I really like this energy from Casey of him exhaustedly being like, what do you have? It's like kids.
No, I'm curious what they have in the New York office, because what we have in the LA office is fruit snacks.
It's so bad. It's so bad at the LA office.
We have multiple
types of fruit
snacks.
That you put in your water.
Yeah.
What? Salt that you put in your water.
You heard
the man. Yeah, you heard him.
I put some salt in my water yesterday that was watermelon flavor, and I was like, this kind of tastes like watermelon, but it tastes like I'm drinking a glass full of salt water.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's element. It's I like element.
It's an appetite suppressant because we can't afford the snacks.
We got chips. We got like pirate's booty. We got lots of like little trail mix packets.
This sounds great. I wish I had a snack.
Yeah, we got this.
I fucking wish,
crazy,
man.
We got these crazy like peanut butter jelly dippers that Will requested from Trader Joe's.
What does he do? He just moved to New York and he's fucking dominating the place.
Well, not, I mean, it was like one item really. That he
yes,
asked
really.
For.
Really?
Yeah.
And my kid sat on my lap and watched like the first lap with me, which is always fun because if there's going to be any crashing, it's a good lap.
Good lap.
So.
It's a good lap.
Good lap.
That was a wholesome moment, and you're turning it into something else. I don't know what. I don't like it.
It's not sexual or anything. It's just that you
no weird
feel
sounding.
That
I hate to I
threatening. No one was saying that.
No, but to me, it's funny because it's just
sat on my lap and watched like what? The first lap.
Oh, the way how many times I say lap?
Which is always fun because if there's going to be any good crashing, lap. It's a good lap.
Good lap.
So
six right. laps.
Casey, you want to direct? Seconds. Write and direct an episode. What do you mean by that?
I don't really know yet, but I think it'd be fun.
We'll talk.
Great.
Great.
My little bitch of the day is going to be you. RSS feeds.
Why is that?
They're just brother. Causing me problems.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, brother.
We gotta find a better way.
Amen, brother.
Thanks.
Okay. Little bitch of the day. Pyle?
You.
Me? What's that?
You.
Why?
For doing this to us.
I'll take it.
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
You'll take any award anyone's willing to give you, huh?
Exactly right. As long as I'm being thought of, I'm relevant. Mine is gonna be... I had an answer for this. I think it's going to be... Oh, you know who it is? And I hate to do this, but it's going to be Katie. Can't
wait for this.
I've been trying to force the issue on a HeadGum Podcast live show.
No, don't even start. Don't even start.
Months. No,
we
it's
have
been
waiting for you to respond to a Slack.
No, you haven't. No, you have not.
You bumped Katie in a private chat, and she just redirected you to the chat that we started with you to approve a bunch of venues.
No, yeah. I approved it 4 weeks ago.
No.
Why did you? You did not need me to be like, these venues are great. I said they were great like weeks ago.
No, I heard.
A red herring for the fucking reason why nobody's reached out. Nobody needed to wait for me to say, yeah, these 30 venues are good. All I've been saying for months is that I want to do a HeadGum Podcast live show. That's bullshit. And also, that's such a casual thing. Allie said on Monday, September 25th, let me know if there are any others you'd like me to add and we can begin reaching out to check avails. I'm like, you don't need me to say, there's already 40 venues. You don't need me to be like, can you add TBI?
Generally, when someone is like, let me know, they do need you to say something.
No.
So that they can go forward.
No, it's I'm gonna start reaching out and let me know if there are any that you need me to add. There's no reason you need me to sign off on these 30 venues to start reaching out. So everyone in that Slack that goes, well, not Anya. Anya's been really trying to make it happen. Allie, Katie, and Marika are the little bitches of the day.
Insane.
Absolutely fuck
Absolutely.
Off.
Yeah, fuck off. I doubled down on my Jeff being little bitch of the day.
Yeah, I'm actually changing mine. RSS feeds are good in comparison to Jeff.
Honestly, the out of context HeadGum Podcast Twitter has been kind of dying out with the death of X. But I feel like that would be a pull quote, is RSS feeds are nothing compared to Jeff. Anyway, we do have to get the fuck out of here. Hey, Pyle.
Where do you find a podcast?
Great question, Pyle.
Thank you.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Spotify,
no
Apple.
Stitcher anywhere.
Rate us five stars.
Yep.
Rate us
and
five
then,
stars.
Sorry, before everybody else does their plugs, let's listen very closely to what Marika says right here.
Where do you find a podcast? Spotify, Apple Podcast. Not Stitcher anymore.
Apple Podcast.
Okay.
All right.
She was saying Apple Podcast and then
but
cut it off and
said
just.
Yeah.
So
and?
I thought that was kind of interesting.
You are reaching.
Plugs. At Jeffrey James on Instagram. Riley and I have a Patreon that I haven't plugged in like a year, but it's patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. And I think we're going to start adding a new perk there. So stay tuned.
I don't think I've ever seen a podcast host say plugs and immediately plug their own stuff. Like immediately after saying plugs.
And be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Fair. Listen to the pit wall. Formula One podcast for casual fans, hosted by Casey and kind of me and Pyle's there.
Now, me and Marika have done every episode.
Yes.
And these two guys have done a bunch of episodes. And Jake has done the least amount of episodes, but he had a kid.
Yeah. Follow me at Marika Elon on every possible social media platform, but particularly Letterboxd. Really want to get to 1,000. I'm like 30 away. Let's go.
Jesus.
Tired of begging. It's not that hard to follow someone on Letterboxd.
I follow Marika on Letterboxd.
Yeah, that's true.
What happens when you get to 1,000?
What happens when I get to 1,000? Then I'll
She
start.
Gets invited to a screening of Killers of the Flower Moon.
Wow. What an
Seriously?
Honor. No. No, I just want the fame and I want the glory.
What about the guts?
Who cares? Follow the Pit Wall on Instagram and TikTok.
At Pit Wall Pod.
Can we do a live streamed watch along of a race? I feel like
we've
sure. I've got all sorts of ideas.
Yeah.
Cool. Pyle, what do you got?
I don't need to plug anything. I'm good.
You don't want to plug your address?
Nope.
Sure.
Yep.
His address is gumball.fm.
That's right.
I thought it was.
Fuck you.
<I'll cut it>. we'll see. Did everybody get their plugs in? Casey?
Casey.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at Casey Donahue. I don't post on X anymore. Threads ain't it. I'll never join Blue Sky. I'm on Letterboxd, but I haven't been using it all that much recently. I kind of got overwhelmed with... I was trying to log every single movie I watch, and then I kind of got tired of doing that. So I only really log the new movies that I go see in the theater. But I do go see a lot of, like, repertory theaters. There's a lot in L.A., and I like to go to those screenings. And I don't really log those on Letterboxd, but I think I might start using it to...
With just the dates.
I think I might just start logging only things I watch in the movie theater.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I started, how I started using it. I didn't log things I watched at home, but then during the pandemic, I switched. And I made a rule that I have to review every movie with a star rating. For myself.
Oh, I hate doing the stars. It's a personal thing. I don't want to give any movie a star rating. Because I will give a movie a star rating, and then I'll like look at that rating years later and go like, I don't agree. 3 stars. This is a 5-star movie. What was I thinking? You know.
And then sometimes I change mine. It's all subjective.
I might change my little bitch of the day to y'all. For dragging this whole plot.
That's fine. Too long. Because ultimately you're overruled by how many of us chose
you. Yeah, it's you.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. Why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.